Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Hey guys, who would have thought that the guy trying to steal away a player from the team would be a bad guy? who would have thunk it? The guy who buys up and puts in a fake restaurant, hires a whole bunch of actors, is a bad guy who is a billionaire. Who would have thought that? I think we called it though. I think we called it last week.
Yeah, we were like, it just seems shady as fuck. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But Ted Lasso, man. We also called it with Nate, and we were right to call him last week. We were like, that piece of shit, and they made him turn heel. I just can't believe that.
Which is so another interesting thing is, like, if we'd been paying attention, we would have caught the hair change. Like, we're like, man, he's gray. He's graying super hard this season. And then it's like by the end, like when he's okay. One, called it with Rupert. Fucking called that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, he whispered something to him. Like, he's going to take him. He got rid of the team. No, he didn't do that for fun. He's about to buy another team and he's going to take Nate with him. Fucking called that shit to the goddamn T. Did not know that it was going to be West Ham. On my fantasy, I have players from West Ham, so I'm a little offended. I don't want Nate coaching the team. I'm like, fuck you, Nate. But yeah, I took Nate. But by the end, when we see him there, like, his hair is like white. It has gone white. And I think it's interesting. It's part of like looking back through the season, like, that's the trend. That should have been the fucking clue. It wasn't like, oh, look, you know, Nate's starting to gray. No, that was the transition. Evil Nate has white hair.
Yeah.
And did you notice, like, they did an interview afterwards and they were like, because everyone was like, well, how do you go white so quick? And I guess, like, they were like, well, studies have shown that if you are constantly angry and stressed out and like all that, it will actually bring on gray hair really quickly.
And so, yeah, I knew that about stress and stuff too. Like, I mean, and you also, I mean, you have, well, there are like recorded instances of people like literally, not, this is like a little extreme, but like they get so stressed from like fear that their hair turns white. We've heard of that. And so it's kind of the same thing where, and that's why it wasn't scared white, but it was like stressed, angered to white.
And you know, the clues were all there this season, you know, like him being so angry at the players and calling them out, and then him being so mad at the position that he got called up from, like the fucking kit manager, and then him spitting at himself in the mirrors and all this.
Yeah, this whole thing is it's a huge projection because he's like, you abandoned me. And it was like, when?
Right.
Yeah.
When?
I couldn't figure that out either.
When? Like, is it because he brought, because it kind of started when he brought Roy on.
Yep.
When they brought, he, you could see it then that he was mad about that. And it was, but he's still like, you know, he's all like, he's like, you know, you take responsibility for my plays. And it's never been like, oh, when? Mm-hmm. When? Mm-hmm. They praised you after you made that call. Like, they praised you when this stuff happens. Like, I mean, yes, I'm the head coach, so yes, I do receive some of that praise too, but that's my job. But also, like, I still listen to you and I still do all your stuff. And he's like, well, if it fails, then you can blame it on me. Like, no, I won't. Like, he never has. He's never like deflected anything away to someone else. Like, if the team loses, dude, Ted shoulders all of that.
Yep.
Cause that's his fucking job.
Yep.
So this whole, which I mean, I get, like, we're supposed to be like, no, you dumb fuck. What, when? And, you know, Ted's even like, I apologize if you feel that way. Like, don't fucking shut the fuck up. Like, what the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like how the actor Nick Mohammed had actually put out a tweet and be like, here's my thoughts on everything. And he actually had a huge thing that kind of explains a lot of stuff, including he's like, by the end of the season, I'm basically wearing a gray wig. Mm-hmm. But like, it's great hearing him, but it's funny hearing, like, coming from a wrestling fan, I'm used to seeing people turn on a character.
Yeah.
Seeing so many like non-wrestling fans all of a sudden have this feeling to where they even like the actor himself, they're like, I want to hate you. And it's like, I don't hate you, but I hate your character. And it's like, man, there's a taste right there.
Yeah.
It's amazing because you've never, what a smart way to set up season three. To have an enemy like that is that like what the fuck going into it? You're just like, that's going to be the focus of like, will
that's going to be their rivalry, yeah, whether they know it or not. It's going to be fucking West Ham.
Yep.
Which West Ham is like mediocre. I mean,
well, now we know why they paid almost $1 million for all the rights to everything.
Oh yeah. I mean, cause I'm sure they pay X amount every year because we've had a number of teams. We've had Man City, we had Brentford, West Ham, Tottenham, like they've had a bunch of other teams and stuff, but like, you know, yeah. Are we going to start seeing more games, which has always been, this has been my thing this season. It's like, where's my fucking soccer at, yo? Like, like we come in at the end and it's like, oh man, how's that? That you guys have had a 4-win streak, and it's like, let me see some of that, please. Like, I like watching them play. So it'd be interesting to see like what other ones are, especially they're playing fucking Brentford, and I was like, y'all better fucking beat Brentford, god damn it. The fucking bees, beat them and their dumb bee logo.
Yeah, great fucking season. And then of course you have Roy Kent. And the stress there of Keeley going off and becoming ultra successful, and then Roy actually like doubting himself and being like, I don't matter. Like, I am just a small little thing. And him opening up, and oh my god, the what is it called? The dog hounds? Oh, what the hell is the name of that?
Diamond Dogs,
that's right. And then them getting so exciting. So excited that he's gonna be in.
Yeah, he's like so sometimes y'all just talk and y'all don't actually solve anything.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's cool.
Cool. Like, yeah. And then they're like, "Oh my god." Yeah. Yeah. I was so stressed watching that episode because I was like, they have to win this because like they've set up the seasons in the end of season one. Like we get sent to relegation, we win relegation, we win the whole damn thing. That's what Ted said. So I was like, they have to win this. Like, you've already put this in motion that they have to get back. And I was like, okay, it's 2-0 at the half. It's fine. Like, y'all still got another 45 fucking minutes to play. Like, y'all can fucking do this. Kenny's like, it's a fucking TV show, dude. And I'm like, I know, but like, come on, guys. And there was one point I was like, how is he not offsides? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that should be offsides. And then it was like, oh shit, he's getting a fucking penalty. Oh, thank God. And I was like, don't take it. Take it against someone else. And she was like, dude, calm down. And I was like, we had like pizza and stuff. And I had like barely eaten anything. And she's like, and I was like, I'm too stressed. I cannot fucking eat this.
She's like I cannot, you got to. Cannot.
and then like they in the winning, and I was like, she's like, are you crying? I was like, don't fucking talk to me right now. I was like, I don't know why I care so much about a stupid fake football team. Like, I can't help it.
I literally went to the website to see if I could buy some stuff from them. Like, again, like I've been there before, but I'm like, fuck, I love this goddamn team.
I love this team so much. They're not even real, and I love them so much.
Football is love. Going back to Nate, because I've completely forgot about this. It was such a moment of hatred for me towards that character when I saw the Believe paper ripped in half after the entire team went up to it and was like hands on it and shit. Like, I was so mad because I also was like, that paper's there. That was the whole theme for season one. No one's done anything with it. And then they did it, and I was just like, oh, and I teared up a little bit, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah, man. And then Nate ripped it in half, and I was just like, this piece of shit.
This piece of shit. You piece of, like, yeah, like, I loved his, like, character development growth in, like, season one, going from the kit boy, essentially, right, to, like, to being a coach. and like the learning to speak up and get that confidence boost. And then this season, yeah, just like he gets that like little nudge of like
fame,
of like of fame, and it just, it went straight to his fucking head.
Yep. And he thought he was better. But I gotta say that I wish that, okay, if that shit happened to me, I wish that I could be as collected and cool as Ted Lasso. He's such a good-hearted man that, like, he even forgives him. And, like, he's just, he doesn't overreact to it. Like, if I was in that situation where somebody...
You'd be like Coach Beard. Like, yeah, I want to fucking headbutt you.
I will fuck you up.
Like, I'll fucking headbutt you.
I'd like, want them out.
Go, bud.
I'd want them out. But Ted still believed in him and still was like, hey, we're going to do Nate's play. He's still invested in someone that wronged him and still wanted to make amends and everything. That's an honorable dude. I wish I could be like that. And I just feel like I would just completely cut that person out of my life and be like, nope, goodbye.
Yeah, right? See you, bitch. And it's going to be, here's my predictions for season three involving Nate. So Nate, it's like I said, it's going to be their rival. I think at some point, like, Nate has such a good, like, and I don't think he knows it. He has such a good, like, support system at Richmond, like, with Ted, with Beard, with Roy, and the team. Like, all those people there that, like, back him, love him, respect him, and that he's going to go to West Ham, and he's going to be this, like, dickish coach.
That no one wants to play for.
That no one, yeah, that they're not going to have what Richmond has. And I think that he's going to start to see, like, yeah, where the players, they'll do what he says, but they don't respect him. Yep. And I think he's going to have Rupert on his ass constantly about, like, be better, do better. I brought you here for a reason. I brought you here to beat Richmond. Like, get your shit together. The and like, I don't know if he's going to quit, but I think he's going to have his like come to Jesus moment where like, oh shit, I fucked up.
Yep. And because he's going to get yelled at the first time and he's going to go back into his shell.
I feel like this is a very similar comparison to Cobra Kai with Hawk. The character Hawk, where he kind of did that, where he started off as a shy guy and then ended up going to say, you know, the quote dark side of things, you know, with the dark side of Cobra Kai. And it's like, I feel like that's kind of like, this is a similar story where hopefully he'll get a redemption arc. But man, right now he is heel as fuck.
Know what? I just hope it doesn't take the entire season to get him back to, not necessarily like back to Richmond. Like, you can keep coaching because that's going to be the rivalry. Like, that's who they're going to probably end up playing in the final episode. I just hope that, like, I don't know. I want Nate to come to Jesus before that. But I don't want to, but again, like, he doesn't have to come back to Richmond, but also don't want, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be like episode three and he's like, man, it fucking sucks there. I'm sorry, guys. Like, oh, here I am. Okay, let's get back to it. Like, there needs to be a little bit of rivalry, but I just, at the same time, I don't know if I can go through a whole other season of Nate being a piece of shit.
Yeah. You know who wasn't a piece of shit this season? No one talks about Higgins.
Higgins is the fucking best, dude. He's like he's just a fucking cheerleader. Like, he's so good. He's like, everyone's like Heitman. Like, no matter what, it, like, the scenario where it's even like, oh, so you came to me because you're too scared to talk to Rebecca. Like, oh no, like, she'll be supportive as hell. Like, what about Roy? Oh no, he'll be fine too. I'm just glad to be on the list. Like, I'm just glad to be on the table. Like, thank you for having me. Yeah. Like, damn, all right, let's go. And then he just pops out that wisdom. She's like, that's really good. He's like, I know, just came up with it myself.
I love when they're going to have the Diamond Dogs meeting and he was about to pop through the window again. They're like, I'll just stay on this side this time.
I'll just stay over here. But it's like, oh, you're off it. You got taken out of your office again? Oh, they're replacing the carpet.
Yeah. The puppies. Macy Greyhound. Oh, perfect name.
Those are so good. I also liked when we gave it to the free kick to Danny Rojas. I was like, this is perfect. This is how we're going to bookend this series. It opened with him killing the dog during a penalty kick.
Yep.
And now we're going to end the series with him. And then like it showed his cleats or whatever. And it said like RIP Earl, the old greyhound. And then he looks over and sees the puppies and he's like, football is life.
Yeah.
Boom, knocks. Oh, such a good, fucking love the show. I love soccer. Yeah.
It elicits so much emotions. I don't even like soccer, but I love watching it. Like, I mean, like, it's just, the show is so well done. Like, they deserve all the praise they're getting right now.
Also, as we wrap up Ted Lasso, I'd like to put it out there. Juno, I know that you're listening. I know that you might be attracted to me, and that's fine. If you wanted to reach out, maybe we can start a dialogue, see if we are compatible with each other, and if so, if you're with somebody, you can leave them. Obviously, I'd have to have a deep conversation with them, but she would understand. She'd be like, oh, Juno Temple, yeah, of course. But if that's something that you're interested in, let me know. I love you. but that's all. That's it. Yeah.
You're like the dog trainer. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, that's so amazing. She kisses her hand.
Okay.
Cool. So good. That's the same reaction. I also like
the part where Roy Kent went up after they won the game and he fucking headbutts Jamie. And he's like, why'd you do that for?
So I can do this.
And then he hugs them and then they jump around like schoolgirls because they're excited that they won. Very sweet love moment. It. Very funny. Very Roy. Where it's like, it's like I fucking forgave him. Like, are you so mad? Fuck yes, I'm mad. Like, I'm fucking rich at the time.
I wish that if there was going to be a Batman voice in a new animated film, hire him.
British Batman.
Oh God, just another like
so Griff.
Kick to like Nate's ego though, where it was like, I kiss Keely. It was like, yeah, I know.
Oh, I know, right? And he's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, we're good. You're not threatening at all.
You're not threatening to me. Yeah, who are you, bud? Like, I'm not fucking threatened by you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Danny Rojas, so Far Cry.
So good.
We've all been playing Far Cry.
Hey, have you guys, hold on, before we get to a video game real quick. Did everyone get caught up on What We Do in the Shadows? Please tell me yes.
Yes.
Kev?
I'm still seasons behind, so you guys can talk about it. I'll forget about it.
I won't. We won't ruin it because this is by far the best season. Like, season three is so good.
It's so fucking good. I love the doll character.
Yep. Oh my God.
So fucking funny. She is so fucking funny.
The fucking rat fucking killed me. The fucking rat.
It was so good.
The siren, everything has been so amazing in this show. It is, Kev, please catch up, man. Because now that we don't have Ted Lasso, we need to replace it with What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, that's what I told Katie we're doing. I was like, hey, we're going to start watching What We Do in the Shadows. Like, because it's spooky season. And it's a good spooky. And there's only three seasons. And like, it's fucking,
has she never
it's got
Matt
Berry
it?
In it. Like, I it's got all the things you love. Two.
Has she never seen it?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. It's going to be a love. Oh my God.
So fucking funny. Well, oh, I was like, we have to watch the movie first.
Fucking best.
Like, you don't have to watch the movie first, but we should watch the movie first because they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking the Best Buy scene. Am I really going to tell the difference between 5.1 and 7.1 surround sound?
Well, I'm a bit of an audiophile myself, so Stacey, or whatever her name was. Yeah. Like, and it's like, we're here for the noise counseling help. The siren and the Best Buy both seduced me.
I've been seduced twice today. My God. I'd give a year's salary to watch her lay an egg.
Colin, you did not know true love. And I was like, yeah, I mean, maybe you're right. It felt like true love. All right, you guys get out of here. I'm going to wank it.
Yeah. Those two are seriously, like, they've been together all season this year. Like, and I'm like, wow, what a buddy cop. Like,
yes,
who would have suspected these two? Like,
yeah, they put, okay, they put Laszlo and Colin Robinson together, and it's so fucking funny. Like, the two compliment each other. So, especially that one where they're trying to fix the car.
Oh my god.
You haven't been putting the, you haven't been putting the pieces to, like, all together. Oh no, I've just been throwing them in a pile over to the side.
And then she comes out, and then she comes out. She's like, "There's a fucking door."
So, oh my god, it's so good. Bat.
Bat. He's like, hey, if we can get these ropes up to my mouth, we can gnaw them out because we're not even tied up. Oh, shit. Okay, sorry. But then, and then it's maddening at the same time because Guillermo has, he has a vampire that's in love with him, but he can't stand her. And he, no. I'm like, that's his way to become a fucking vampire. Yeah,
that's
vampire.
Your fucking ticket, bud. Like,
just... Jesus Christ, man. But he can't stand her.
So no. He's like, I'll just stay here in your room. Please don't. Please don't.
Please get out.
Get out.
Don't touch anything.
I'm going to stay here and touch all your things. Do not touch my stuff. She immediately is like, touching this shit.
Oh, my God.
Which is also funny that it's Kristen Schaal. Just like, so good. I'm so glad she's on the show.
Anyways, Kev, watch the show.
Yeah, I think I'm on season two. I remember finishing the first season. I think one of the last episodes I saw was when they had the big vampire meeting where, like, all the cameos came in.
Yeah, I think so, that was season one.
Yeah. I think I finished season one, and I think that's where I stopped. So I still have some catching up. And at this point, I might restart it just because, so I can watch it.
Yeah.
Because how many what do they have, like 10 or 12 episodes per season?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. And they're only 30 minutes each, so you can fly through them.
Yeah, yeah. I could, like, pull a little dicky or whatever, watch Dave, you know, just watch it at work and just binge watch through it, like, a work day.
Mm-hmm. So fucking funny.
God. Have you guys caught up with Marvel's What If?
No.
Oh, yeah. One of them's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm like three episodes behind. So
I'll say there's the season finale. They introduce some characters because they do the thing what we all thought they were going to do, where it's like, okay, we're going to pull characters from all the episodes for the end. And there's like two characters that we see that, and one's brought over. And I know a lot of people are like, what the fuck? Well, there was an episode with them. Apparently there was an episode. It didn't get finished in time due to COVID. Mm. And so it's going to be in season two. But there's characters from that. Like, they had an episode for it because it was supposed to be 10 episodes. And I think the season was 9. And that's why it was like that episode due to like COVID stuff did not get finished in time. And so they're just like, fuck it, season two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, that's where those characters are from. Which I think will also be a little like, at this point, maybe a little jarring, where it's like, wait, we saw the after of this or whatever already. Yeah.
They're probably gonna have to find a way to update it
now that they've given themselves more time, like another year or more, right, to finish it at this point, like, I'm sure they'll just rewrite it to
Make more sense. Yeah. This ended up being one of my favorites in the Disney Plus so far because of the fact, like, I just didn't expect, when I collected the comics as a kid, and obviously they never connected. I mean, it was, you know, just a Marvel world. I like that this was different worlds, and it just throws into more of the multiverse talk. So I love that because, once again, this is going to be, what, phase 4 or phase 5 at this point. Right. It's just basically the multiverse. We're going to live with this for the next 4 or 5 movies at this point, 10 years. And the effects of it. So it's cool that this is affecting things already.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
watch it.
I watched that The Muppets Haunted Mansion. Has anybody watched that yet?
No, I gotta watch it.
It was really funny. I loved every second of it, but I really still hate Kermit's voice. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, new Kermit, yeah. I
fucking hate it. Denny Rojas.
Oh, can I say I watched real fast a documentary series on HBO called The Way Down. Mm-mm. It's a 3-episode thing, and it is wild. It's not wild. It's good though. It's about
Ashley's watching this.
Yeah. It's like a
cult.
A cult. Mm-hmm. I love me some cult documentaries.
It's the fat person cult or something.
It's like it was this lady who did this whole like being skinny is godly. And so it was like, yeah, it was a way to like lose weight by be a Christian or whatever. And then it got really culty, and then it got really weird, and then it's not as like dark as some of the other like what cult ones, like that Nexium or whatever they're called, with mm-hmm. the girl from Allison Mack from Smallville, where it was like a sex cult. It didn't get that like dark and fucked up, but it's definitely like skeevy and it's just wild. And it's also interesting watching the woman who's in charge, her hair get bigger and bigger as the years go on. Like, I am not fucking shitting you. It's not like it started in the 80s and 90s and stuff, just short, like, you know, normal looking hair. And then by the end, dude, her hair is like this tall. It's like, I mean, you guys can't see that are listening, but I'm like raising my hand, like arms, like above my head, because her hair just goes, she just floofs it up and then down. And it's just like, dude, it's so ridiculous.
Yep.
So, highly recommend. It's only 3 episodes. So, if you've got like 3 hours to kill, give it a shot. It was interesting. So, anyways, Danny Rojas. Far Cry. Not Ted Lasso.
Have I gotten to that point yet? What character is he playing? Is he...
Danny Rojas is the main character. That is the name of the main character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is Danny Rojas.
Sorry, I just go by Danny. Yeah.
Whether you pick female or male, it's Danny with a Y or an I.
Yeah. No, I think it's an I, right? Either way?
I think it's just an I.
No, I don't know.
But yeah, I'm having a great time with it so far. I love all the reviewers are like, it's the same. I was like, motherfucker, these are all the same games. I was like, get over it. And I told Kevin the other day, I was like, I haven't played one since 3, so this is all new to me. Like, I didn't play the other ones because I've seen so many streams of Doug's playing all the Far Cry. So I'm like, don't need to play those. I already know the ending to these. So,
yeah.
But I'm having a great time with it.
Good. Yeah, you get to enjoy all the benefits of like not, you know, kind of like where they've come so far with the technology. And man, yeah, they really push it this far. Like the jungle is gorgeous. Just the wildlife, everything happening around you is just still chaotic. I watched an enemy drive off the cliff for no reason. And then he got out of his truck and then a jaguar attacked him. Like it was so random. Like I had nothing to do with it. I love watching random shit like that happen in the game. It's such chaos.
Yeah. I spawned in last night when we were starting to play and, it spawned me like not where we left. We left like in a camp, but it spawned me like up like 7 miles away from the camp. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? This is weird. And while I was standing there, like outside, like, a dude on a horse rode by one of the like military guys and then was attacked by coyotes and then coyotes killed him and the horse. I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then my dog got involved and I was like, oh my God, like, stop. What is happening? And then it just kept spawning like the military people and the coyotes. And it was, while I was waiting for Caleb to get connected, I was just sitting there just like, I'm just fucking fighting coyotes and shit right now. Like, here we go. This is what's happening. Just gonna keep fighting these guys.
It's crazy,
wild.
So we're all playing that. Okay, maybe we spend more time on Far Cry next week.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have Ted Lasso to talk about next week. So thank you for coming to our TED Talks.
Yeah, thanks for the TED Talks. We'll fill the time with something more interesting, or not more interesting, but as interesting. Maybe, who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
So tomorrow we got Fan Friday. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.